Thursday night we're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and we're in Siman Mem Aleph. We're talking about breaking bread, and we learned Sif Aleph and Beis and Gimel. Oh, you know, I realized something. There's a Lashon, maybe it's slang. You talk about the upper crust of society. So that's what we just learned here, that the upper crust is the chashiv of part of the bread. That's not what we're talking about, the upper crust. That's the Lashon. So we talked about making the slit in the bread and trying to minimize the hefsek. So we're up to Sif Dalid. Now, they're living in a world where you sat down to eat a suda. The family, people are gathered together, not fast food. We experience this, hopefully, on Shabbos. So, but this is every, you're not talking about Shabbos, you're talking about every day of the week. The tzura of the meal that the Shulchan Aruch talks about, that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch talks about, in Hilchos Betzias HaPas and Hilchos Suda, is like a family meal. Now, I don't know. When I grew up, we had family meals every night. We had a time for supper, and everybody was there. We all ate supper together every night. Now it's like, I'm thinking, rare, very rare. Now for sure, but even like, say 30 years ago when I got married, we had supper. Oh, because everybody has a different schedule. Kids coming home from school all at different times. It's like shaykh. Father's in Kollel, he comes home at a certain time. Kid comes home from school at a certain time. So what's good? When I grew up, the whole family ate supper together every night. You came home early and then you had a little snack and you waited till supper time. Supper time is when Huntley and Brinkley was over. That's what supper time. You know Huntley and Brinkley? What were their first names? Chet, Huntley, David. Good night, Chet. Good night, David. You don't know. Famous, famous people. My father watched it religiously. Then television was... Anyway, so everybody ate together. So the Yitzhak Prusa Katana, that's the point here. Shouldn't cut off a small piece when you give out the bread. You're cutting challah, you're breaking bread for everybody. For the like Shabbos. We have this on Shabbos. So don't cut small pieces. The nation era katsar ayin, you look miserly. I'd rather cut very small pieces because... That minimizes the hefsek. Because you cut, you know, and you give out small pieces, then everybody knows we're going to give out big pieces afterwards. In the Shulchan Aruch, they were giving out pieces that apparently are supposed to last you the whole meal. Like, this is your bread for the meal. So it looks miserly if you cut off a small piece. They should never katsar ayin. So do I violate this? You assume these halachas are not issa v'heter, but rather societal norms. So maybe in a Torah society, this would be a more perfect way. But the way we have it, where anyway, you end up cutting up challah and putting it in the middle of the table anyway. Like, you don't only eat the challah you get for hamoitzi. We have like such a shefa of challah. You know, so you don't have to worry about this. Lo prusa yaitza mikabeitza, b'nei shenira karavton. So he said, they explained it on the bottom, he shouldn't cut off a piece large enough for the whole meal. Because you're calling, like, you're saying that about them. Oh, I'm sorry. Dr. Shokal of Hado. So, what do you mean, Nira Katsarayim? For himself. Abul Mokhlam Arbe Bnayod of Tzarchlitim and Aprutal Cholech of Kazayas. In other words, you have to give each person a kazayas. So you have to make sure you cut into pieces small enough. But if he's eating with the people, you have to give out a kazayas for each one. So you can't give out too much because you'll run out of challah. That's what he's saying. That's only because of the first din, because you don't want to look miserly. Also, meaning as small as is needed to make sure that everyone that everyone gets. You shouldn't run out of challah. You shouldn't run out of the challah that you made hamotzi on and have to bring in a different challah from the kitchen. That would be legitimate. He wouldn't have to make a new bracha, but it wouldn't, it's certainly b'dieva, like you're not supposed to do that l'chatchila, because you made hamotzi on this challah. Uvishabas afilo mocha levado, mutzal soa kafim machos ocha l'chol asuda. In other words, we're not afraid of Nira Kigargaron, Karav Ton, I mean. But they, Kvara Shabbos, Laharos, Chavid, the Suda Shabbos, Shechavitz Lecho Baharbe. Yesh Lecho, the Safruta Shabbos, Alei, Kodim, Shecho Pasacher, Vumi Shabchiv of Mitzvah, because that's what the Bracha was made over. Kivin Shabir Chalev. The Tadli Zor, Shleithim, Yemenu, Lenokri, Oy, Lebehemo, Uli, Yoy. It's a question of the cover of the Bracha. If you give it away to that, if you take a small nibble and then you feed the rest to a nochri or behemah or oif, it's like a zuzul in the bracha. So let's see, if you have a lot of people, you should never give less than a kazayas. Okay, not so hard. You should never give less than a kazayas, and you should give a kazayas. You should make sure you should give a kazayas to each one. You shouldn't give more because you might run out. And you should eat the pas that they made the bracha over. You should eat that piece. Kodem sheyivarchi deishtei yodem ala pas sheish ben yudetz bols shenem kereged yud mitzvah satoliyot bepas lel shachruf b'shor v'chamor. So you're connecting to that idea. All the mitzvahs that were done and produced kilayim leket shekapeya loisachso truma maizrisha maizusheni chala l'chein yesh yud tevus b'bichas hamotzi b'yud tevus b'posak enei kol eilechi yisabedu v'yatono sa'imam esachlam b'ito b'yud tevus b'posak eretzchit u'soira b'yud tevus b'posak nito l'cha. So if you see, and something about the number 10, obviously, so it all works out. So, Shirmus Hashem Yagbiya Salechim, Ubishabas Yagbiya Shteyan, Vivarch Bekavonu, Vidakta Glohishet, with the Heishel Hamotzi Lechem in Oretz. You shouldn't be saying Motzi, that's a Shalom of the Gemara, the Gemara's Moskoni should say Hamotzi. Vidin Rebach Tzaz, being Tabas Lechem, or Tabas Min, so Lavliya Samem, and it'll sound like Lechem Min. Lachar bracha yoichol miyad ki yosol lahasik mein bracha l'tchilas achila afilu lanias amen.
Now let's say amen after mechalas bracha.
No, you are. You have to. We're talking about if you're eating the challah already. We're talking about that amen you can answer. We're talking about the different any other amen. If you hear someone making al natil shadoyim because they're late. Yes, lechu kazayas, but he has to, and really, maybe a kabeitza. He's even there for a moisha kazayas within 3 minutes. That's every meal. Okay, we'll stop here.